You're tuned to Morning Edition on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. On November 9th and 10th in 1938, in an incident known as Kristallnacht, Nazis in Germany and Austria vandalized Jewish homes, schools, businesses, and synagogues and killed close to 100 Jews. Prior to Kristallnacht, also called the Night of Broken Glass, discriminatory policies against Jews had been primarily nonviolent. After Kristallnacht, conditions for Jews grew increasingly worse, and some see it as the beginning of the Holocaust, the Nazis' mass slaughter of Jews during World War II. Bethany Christian High School in Goshen is performing a play next week called The Star on My Heart. The play is based on I Am a Star and Beyond the Yellow Star to America, two books written by Holocaust survivor Inga Auerbacher. Auerbacher was just 7 years old when she was sent to Terezin, a Nazi concentration camp about 30 miles south of Prague in what is today the Czech Republic. More than 150,000 Jews were sent there and held for months or years before being sent to their deaths at Auschwitz in Poland and other extermination camps elsewhere. Of those more than 150,000 people, about 15,000 were children, and Inga is one of the very few of those children who survived. Today she's 82 years old and remains an active voice on the Holocaust, and she's been kind enough to join us this morning to talk about her experience and her recent visit to Michiana. Ms. Auerbacher, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be with you. I'm delighted.
I just mentioned that you were just 7 years old when you were sent to the Terezin concentration camp. Do you remember arriving there and what you encountered?
Oh, sure. I was the youngest, actually, in close to 1,200 people. And we arrived after riding on a train. It was actually still a regular train, very, very crowded from Stuttgart. We arrived in a small town called Bolshevitz, and we were told to get off the train and march. We had many old people on the train, so there were about 2 kilometers of walking, and they were whipping us. And one thing I kept with me, that's the only thing that survived, was my precious doll, which I gave it to the Holocaust Museum in Washington some years ago. We arrived in this town called Terezin or Theresienstadt in German, a garrison compound, and we were sent to the attic of this brick barrack on the bare floor, lying there on cement floor, just a blanket and nothing else. And we were sent there actually to this place because it was a place which was selected by the Nazis as a special camp to keep the intelligentsia of Europe, the highly decorated war veterans of World War I, which my father was. He was a disabled war veteran. The best artists, the best lawyers, the best doctors, the best of everything was sent there to keep them there for a while. And then, of course, killed them. Everybody who was in Terezin was slated to their death, especially children.
And what was a typical day like for you at the camp?
Well, in the morning, we stood on line to get a coffee, which was really tasted like a detergent. We used it to clean our clothes, basically, with metal dishes on hand. Lunch was maybe a potato, not a good one. Some turnips, the only vegetable I saw in the 3 years, and a murky-looking soup. And that was the same thing again at night. Hunger was a constant companion for us. Also, mice, rats, fleas, and bedbugs. Those were our companions from morning till night.
I understand you arrived at Terezin with your parents, and remarkably, you all managed to survive. Do you attribute your family's survival to anything in particular, or do you view that primarily as a matter of luck?
I've contributed only as a matter of luck, because we stayed in the compound where there were only disabled war veterans. Most men, women, and children had to live separate. They could still see each other, but we were sent together to live together, but very crowded, and we shared a tiny, tiny room. You couldn't even sit on the chair. We had no chairs and no tables with a family from Berlin and my friend Ruth. her mother was totally Jewish, her father half Jewish, and she was brought up as a devout Christian. And her father was also a disabled war veteran, and all three of them were sent to Auschwitz in 1944 after there was a International Red Cross inspection, which was all fake. And almost everybody was sent to Auschwitz. It was totally attributed to luck.
The two books that this play, The Star on My Heart, is based on, again, are I Am a Star and Beyond the Yellow Star to America. You've written these books from a child's perspective, and I'm wondering if you're making that choice because you are a child while at Terezin, or do you see a specific benefit in bringing us the story in a child's voice?
Well, both. Absolutely both, because I want children and teenagers to read these books. But the first book is a little bit from a distance, my first 10 years growing up in Nazi Europe. And the second one deals, really, you get into my own psyche, because I was very sick when I came to when I first came to America. And it turned out to be tuberculosis, which took away many of my years growing up to get better in America, even. And I was better again after the war, and that's why I could even come to America. But then it broke out, and I lost in my life 8 years of schooling. And so the play goes back and forth between my 2 years in the hospital and many years later that I wasn't allowed to go to school. And so it tells both stories of my early childhood and also my teenage years.
Okay. Well, you were recently in our neck of the woods, where I know you spoke at Temple Beth El in South Bend, and you took in a rehearsal of Bethany Christian High School's play based on your books. Do you want to give us an early review? What did you think of that rehearsal?
Oh, my God. It is beyond question. One of the best things I've ever seen, really. I'm partial. And I met these wonderful, wonderful people over there. This was a combination of the Jewish people and the Mennonite community. I went to church with them. I was in the synagogue as well. And I really want to give credit to Angela Melora Hansen, who wrote the play. She's from Ohio. And especially to Talasha Chaim Yoder, who's the director of this play. Wonderful, wonderful people, from the synagogue to Posey, that's her nickname, and also the people from the Mennonite community. It was just love that you cannot explain that. Just plain love that I experience in your neck of the woods. I do speak a lot all over the world. So I get to meet a lot of people. And I worked for 38 years as a chemist in medical research and clinical work, even though that I lost 8 years of schooling. I did go to college, and I received many awards for that, even from Germany. I just came back from Germany, and they honored me with two very prestigious awards, and here too. I have two honorary doctorates and various other things I don't want to show off. But I feel so blessed. And especially whenever I come back from another country, I feel like almost kissing the ground we walk on. Because America is very special. The Germans took away my citizenship when I was 6 months old. And America gave me a home again. And especially now, when the November 9th and 10th, when the Holocaust began, Kristallnacht, and I remember it vividly, it brings back all these memories, and to know that I am living in this very, very blessed country. I want to bring that out. And Europe is fine. Everything is fine. There are wonderful people all over, but America is my home now. I'm very proud to be an American citizen.
Well, Inga, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
I would just like one more sentence, if I may.
Sure.
My hope, my wish, and prayer is for every child to grow up in peace without hunger and prejudice. Thank you.
Thank you, Inga. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
That was Holocaust survivor, author, and activist Inga Auerbacher. Her books, I Am a Star and Beyond the Yellow Star to America, have been turned into a play that will be performed next weekend by students at Bethany Christian High School in Goshen. There are performances on Friday and Saturday evening at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.